So
done. What's done up, with y'all?
We got the cast of characters. Welcome to the cut. It's been a while. I know you guys have been asking if we were going to do an episode on the election, or at least talk about it, because you know it's pretty big news right now. And here we are. Talking about it.
It's like, says fresh yeah. back from that Million MAGA march.
Exactly. I'm fresh off that. You know what I'm saying? I just got back in time. Had to you know, take my MAGA hat off.
Yeah. Was out there all.
I can't believe y'all let them do this to our president.
I know, right? Can't believe. Stop the steal. What is happening? What are you doing? anyway, don't believe that bullshit
at all.
So we got my man Wicker Thurman, G Dub,
yep,
bad guy. How do I do this shit? There you go, bam. So we'll go ahead and start this off with the election night, because that was scary. That was scary. I couldn't even sleep. I was doing bad. Like, I already knew I was not, because after 2016, I was like, yo, I couldn't sleep that night. And I was like, I can't wake up in the morning this nigga president. I can't do it again. can't.
Hey.
It's like 10 years. It's like dog years. 4 years of Trump is like 27 years in real world. Dog years, man. I'm aging.
I was fine. I had resigned myself because I kind of knew what was going to happen with all of the, you know, with people being COVID and right. a lot of people being told to, you know, vote by mail. So right. I kind of had heard some rumblings that what was going to happen was that stupid ass white Trump people were going to show up on election day and going to get counted first. Right. Most of the states weren't going to count mail-in, absentee, all the other ballots until after, the days after. And so you weren't going to learn the real results until a week or so later. So I kind of had it in my head. So I said, I'm not going to run myself crazy. I'm going to go to bed. I'm not going to watch none of it. So all I did was I watched about an hour of it. Then I went to sleep, woke up the next day, was feeling kind of sick when I looked at the results, but the more you watch them, the more out of nowhere. And I don't know who these people who were counting the votes and why they didn't, but like they only want to update you 4 times a day and they want to do the first update at 10. I'm like, okay, so y'all will be anxious the first 2 hours at work. Then the next update would come like after lunch. So, okay, so now I can't enjoy my lunch. And then the next update typically came in sometime in the evening. And then you had an update before you went to bed.
Right.
So kind of went that whole way for about a week until finally they declared that cat the loser, and right. then he started his whatever. So
he's been on one.
I'm gonna tell you what my dumb ass did. I didn't fell asleep with the goddamn news channel on in the background while I'm out of town for work in the hotel the night of the shit. So my dumb ass didn't fell asleep. I'm like, oh, this shit don't affect me. I didn't had a badass dream. In my dream I done woke up with this nigga the president. this shit woke me up out of my sleep, because I done woke up and then you know the scary part about it, when I woke up out of my sleep, this nigga on TV talking about I won. I said, oh, that's some bullshit right here. Yeah, we need to stop the votes. Wait, we still voting? Oh, okay, this shit ain't over with. I can go back to sleep. This nigga done scared the shit out of me, because I done woke up out of my sleep scared. Then you scared me again because you on TV talking about you. I don't know how I woke up at just the right time to see him doing this dumb ass shit.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you what I did. So I couldn't watch it because my anxiety was on like 1,000. Like, literally, I'm usually real laissez faire about everything. Like, yo, what's going to be, whatever. I'm going to still continue doing me. But this shit affected me so much that I could not be laissez-faire about it. You know what I'm saying? So Shantae's in there watching it, and I'm like, and she's like, nah, it's okay. It's okay. I'm like, nah, it's not okay. It's like, hang on, pause. And then that night, it went sideways. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and with my phone and like, I'm going to look at it. But I couldn't look at it because if I found out that he was losing, I wasn't going to be able to go back to sleep. It was going to be a wrap. So I wake up the next morning. I wake up the next morning and they were like, he came, I think he won like Michigan, something big, like Michigan or Wisconsin, some state. Like, oh, okay. And then they were like, when the mail-in ballots are from blue areas, they don't go from cold. We're going to see. So I was like, okay. And then the next couple of days, it was some bullshit stuff. Like Nevada was like, had like one lady counting votes and they didn't want to be the first one to say that, you know, so they didn't want to be the first one to announce because they didn't want to be the one to put, they didn't want a bunch of Trump supporters showing up at their house. So like, nah, we're not going to do nothing. We're just going to count like one lady at a time. She's like, did it time for lunch yet? All right, I'm done. She's kind of like, but Pennsylvania, like the whole time, Pennsylvania and Georgia, they were like, Pennsylvania gonna go blue. Now, granted, at the time he was down like 30K. He's like, it's like, don't worry, Pennsylvania going blue because he gonna have his percentages. He needed to win like 63% of the remaining vote to overtake, and he was measuring at like 80, 85. He was way overperforming. But I was like, until that happens, like I need this to happen. I need you to go from like where we at now to overtaking that nigga.
Well, see, what happened was is that if you watch CNN coverage,
yeah,
they have John King and they actually crunched the numbers.
Yeah.
So like fuck Fox News, because I tried to watch some of their coverage, but their coverage was just the talking heads just talking. And I'm like, why y'all just talking? This man on this other channel, this motherfucker done pulled out a map, he changing colors, he writing numbers and he adding and contabulating. So one of the things that he kept saying was like, look, all of the votes, the mail-in ballots to count in Philadelphia are from Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. So he was like, look, punch the county. Biden typically is winning those at about 70 to about 30.
Right.
There, if those trends still hold up, there's no way Trump could overtake him, period. So it's pretty much, he was like, it's pretty much a done deal, but we can't call it because they still had enough votes for you never know for this red wave of votes to come through and to knock him out.
Right.
They did the same thing in Arizona. They did the same thing in Nevada, and they were doing the same thing in Georgia. That's why about Thursday or Friday, I started to get the feeling that, oh,
Yeah.
Georgia is gonna go blue, and if Georgia go blue, it's fuck you.
It's a wrap. Like I knew Pennsylvania was gonna go blue, but it's the waiting on Pennsylvania because they had so many votes outstanding. But the one that really shocked me was Georgia. I was like, because they thought Georgia was gonna be like less than 2,000, like really, really tight. In the end, it ended up being about 14,000 votes. In Georgia, and I was like, yo, like,
no recount for you, buddy.
No, I thought Georgia was gonna stay red. I had no faith in Georgia. It's Georgia.
And you shouldn't.
But although you say all them black folks down there trying to get it moving, I was gonna be real disappointed if we didn't get Georgia.
Well, see, the thing that I didn't account for was I didn't account that Stacey Abrams, even though, like, I've called her the biggest Stacey loser Abrams ever.
I got to clap on that. Give Stacey Abrams a pop.
I must give her props and all of the Georgia Democrats who basically went and told black people, find a way to vote. Here you go. Here's the process. Yeah. Mail that shit in. Because Trump got hit with the same thing in Georgia. Bruh, in Atlanta, in the suburbs of Atlanta, motherfucking mail-in ballots were coming in by the truckload.
You
should have been on the bandwagon, bro.
Same thing happened in Arizona. And what was funny was watching Republicans be like, Trump spent the previous 3-6 months saying mail-in ballots, they fraudulent, don't use them, blah, 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 blah. When it happened, they were like, why no Republicans using mail-in ballots? Because you're dumbass. not telling you not to use him. Of course he would. He's coming in at 85.
What do you think was going to happen? Exactly. You got to split your whole platform on telling people to show up and vote.
Exactly.
And I'm like, the thing that they didn't understand, but I kind of understand why they didn't understand it, was that like they thought that black people don't vote because black people are apathetic or whatever. Yeah. And they think that Democrats are, and young people don't vote because they're apathetic. They don't care. No, these people don't vote because they don't want to stand in line for 3 hours to vote, some of them. Right. But guess what? If I tell you, hey, man, fill that out and drop that in a mailbox. That all day. And so,
and the scary part is DeJoy, who is the postmaster general, he did a really good job of attempting to slow down the postal service to the point where I think they said only like 65% of the mail-in ballots were received on election day in Pennsylvania. It could have been worse. In Florida, it was 300,000 mail-in ballots sitting in a fucking parking lot somewhere. like they were doing a really good job of disenfranchising mail-in voters, and you still lost. How are you gonna cheat and you still lost? How is that possible?
No,
you had everything stuck in your dick.
my favorite part is how the Trump people still won't go away. It's like now they're saying that it's a fraud election, and I hear a lot of them saying, don't worry about it. When we get through with the court challenges and they take away all of the illegally cast votes, he'll be the winner.
Yeah, but what do you consider an illegally cast vote?
What the man say? We got 65 lawyers and all these people that were supposed to be able to look over their shoulders while they was counting these votes, and they had to go back 6 feet, and then they went back 6 feet, and the people that was counting went forward 6 feet. You really don't know if you don't get your dumb ass. Like, how everybody to put on TV? That's what you're gonna put on TV?
Oh my goodness, my favorite part. Look like a crook. My favorite part is how they're trying to say that, like, you know, all, like you said, all of these votes were illegally cast or whatever, dead people voting. Mm-hmm. And then they put out the rumor that there were more people voted than were on the voter rolls.
Yeah, than registered.
I'm like, right. How dumb are y'all? Like, nowhere in the country is anybody saying that there was anywhere close to 100% turnout. Like,
no. No.
So what sense does that make? Nobody is reporting it. That's news.
You say that to people that don't listen. Like you say that they had a million MAGA march. These people don't listen to facts. All they wanted to hear is you spew bullshit so they can get riled up and go do shit.
I'm going to tell you what they said. Because they was at the march, they was interviewing people. The lady was like, this has been going on for a long time. The fraudulent elections. The lady was like, well, why didn't you say something in 2016? She's like, what?
The responses always get me. It's like, what are you talking? At this point, I'm not even really trying to listen. Like, and I feel like a lot of people have kind of hit that impasse where it's like, all right, 2016 on, it was almost a complete overturn of any type of discourse or any type of civility. It was all, hey, fuck y'all. Y'all pretty much, it was all felt like some gang shit sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Republicans, fuck y'all, we riding our gang over here, baby. It was just, it became completely nonsensical to the point where now anybody who was, you know, maybe on the fence that sided with, you know, the MAGA crowd is like, fuck you. Yeah. No, you're going to do something. We're doing the same thing y'all did to everybody else. Mm-hmm. Fake news.
Fake news.
In my neighborhood, if you had a Trump sticker, you had a Trump flag at any point, not just this recent election, 2016. I still remember all you motherfuckers. I'm keeping a running tally of your asses. Don't come waving, saying hey to me, wanting to talk. And we ain't friends. We is not friends.
We can't be friends.
I think. I always thought that, like, you know, I don't want to call Americans stupid.
They stupid.
But when you hear some of the stuff that comes out of their mouth, you've got to look at them. You got to be like, do you believe that? Because, like, my favorite is, they, again, this whole thing about stealing the election. okay, if we stole the election, why can we didn't steal? Yeah, why could we didn't steal no Senate seats? We could use those.
No, you think we would steal an election and Mitch McConnell would have got reelected? If I'm still in an election, I'm damn sure gonna make sure that Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell don't get reelected. That's gonna be the first thing on my list.
Tom Tillis won. I'm like, how did we steal an election?
Let's pause this for a moment. Kyle Cunningham was a piece of shit. Like, let's bring this back and be like, Kyle Cunningham was a scumbag. Who the hell cheats on their wife during a fucking election? Why?
No. I have been trying to figure this out about Kyle Cunningham.
Was it during the election, though? No, come on, man.
It was in August.
I mean, when Republicans said it was disqualifying, even I was like,
I still voted for him, but I was like,
man, he was trying to help that. He was trying to help that soldier out, man. The soldier was injured. His wife needed some. He came through there and did a favor for that man.
That was
his battle buddy, man. His battle buddy said, hey, I need you to come through and lay it down for us so she won't go see nobody else.
I really don't hear the word battle buddy in him in the same sentence. Like, hey, I don't need homies, battle buddies like that.
Man, if you parallel from the waist down,
I want to know about it. I'm gonna call you a battle buddy.
This dude, before this happened, he was leading by 8-9 points in the polls, and then this came out, and his shit was like, by the time the election came out, it was butt cheek tight. Of course it was, because you're a fucking scumbag. Who can believe anything you say?
And but I was who like, gives, like, come on, man. It Are we doesn't, really still trying doesn't, to hold up the whole but, morality issue in politics nowadays? You know what?
No, here's the thing. Morality only counts when it's a Democrat. Democrats got to be morally,
upstanding. I thought that was the other side.
Tom Tillis, who gives a shit of Tom Tillis? We expect him to be a scumbag. We expect Lindsey Graham to be a scumbag, even though he still ain't came out of the closet.
But you can't use it like your benefit. Like, you can't be like the moral scumbag, but like a personal piece, like an actual piece of shit in real life. Like, your policies make you a piece of shit, not he slept with another lady. I don't give a shit. Is he gonna write
exactly what I said? I don't give a fuck.
Well, see, again, that's y'all. That's not the rest of the electorate. That's one.
I get that, and two,
I think there's a difference between moral ambiguity and just some straight up low down snake shit.
Yeah. And
cheating
and
on your wife with a married woman is some low down snake shit. That's and next y'all level. It's not like
we don't even know if it was cheating. They just called it cheating. They could be in an open relationship and we just don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Nowadays you gotta say that. If we out here just like the Will and Jaden shit, hey, he said it was cool if I smash. I went here shit at
him. They was scared it was gonna make it worse.
Again,
no such thing. He was in there like crying, like
exactly.
You told me you ain't fucked that dude.
Look, you can't say nothing, bro. Because everything is cool until it ain't cool.
I think, and not to get on that, but I really feel like if they might have an open relationship, but it's different when I went and messed with one of my co-stars, you ain't met her, you don't know nothing. Or to this nigga was in my house, like I met him, we cool, and he smashed in my bed. Like that's
hard. That's hard to take.
Yeah, it's hard to take. That's a lot to take.
I'm smiling in this nigga face. We playing golf and baseball outside.
But I don't know. Like, some time ago, y'all put forth the met. Well, never mind. Because I was going to say, y'all the one said, like, oh, if my wife move on with somebody I'm cool with, it's all good.
No. Mike didn't say that. Mike
no, not you, you. Not you.
No, Mike said that.
Mike said that.
No. Here's the thing, though. Don't lie to me. You let me out here hang out with the nigga. At least be like, hey, because I'm gonna let you know before you hang out with him now. I'm fucking him. You might not want to be his friend.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's There's
don't get me on TV and talking about some entanglement shit.
Like, why you say there's something right now? I said, did you have something to say before we got here?
Right.
Look, there's a difference between everything is gone, I'm separated, everything is copacetic, and you know, you want to do whatever with somebody, I can cut out my life because I know all the information, and right. I'm just waking up to written on some tabloid, like, oh, really? That's what went down?
So, babe, I picked up the newspaper today, and question.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I read on B. Scott that you messing with a nigga with one kidney. Like, how did this? He was at my house. I was my friend.
we went and played ball together.
We played ball together.
Exactly.
The only person dribbling was you. That's fine.
You know when they got off, he asked her, "Did you suck his dick?"
Right.
At this point, is he disabled? I mean, what was his issue?
I don't know. He's pretty sick. I know he's sick. I know that was the whole thing that he was like vulnerable or some shit. You know what I'm saying? He was looking to Jada for guidance. I don't know what to do. She cheated on me. Put your head on the shoulder and shit. That's you fucking. I'm assuming that's how that happened.
Tom Tillis came too.
Yeah, he did.
I'm actually more interested in what's gonna happen after all of this election shit, because you know right now the whole thing is everybody. Okay, my bad. What happened?
Georgia. Georgia, those runoffs in Georgia could change the entire landscape of, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, I'm gonna tell you what. I think it's going to be a lot of election fatigue, and I really don't feel like you can garner that type of support that you got in Georgia again for another election right before the inauguration. But if you can find some way to win, that shit changed the whole story. Hey, Mitch McConnell gets to watch the sidelines after that.
I think the problem is that they need both the seats.
Yeah.
And I see it either being they're gonna stay with Republicans or they're gonna split. The black guy gonna win. And
I like the black guy. He's a good dude. I like the black guy.
I think what is his name? Warnock?
Warnock, yeah. He's the executive pastor at Ebenezer. You know what I'm saying? That's a big deal.
How y'all go? Hey, Martin Luther King wouldn't want this.
Exactly.
His voice came to me in my dream and told me I could win.
I'm confident in Warnock. Is he going against what is it? What's the name? Ain't it a lady?
Loeffner? Is it Loeffner? I remember the same lady who sold off her stock after the briefing about.
She's
like, she's
going to be in jail, right?
Yeah, she should be in jail. But shit, a lot of them. Burr, too. Burr did the same thing. Nobody even batted an eyelash at that shit. You know what I'm saying? This is the kind of world we live in where the upper crust can commit corruption and steal and lie in their pocket.
All kinds of crimes, huh?
All kinds of crimes, but boy, let your ass. I was hungry, sir. I stole a loaf of bread.
You're going to jail, motherfucker. Like, what?
Whoop his ass. Whoop his ass.
It's a Ossoff versus Purdue.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Purdue is a douchebag, so like.
Yeah, he is.
But they were so close that like it don't even matter. See, Warnock, the thing about him is that he was in the I guess you would call it the fucking firing squad. They had like about 35 people on that ballot. And so it's a lot of people on that ballot. So like that's the runoff that I really want to see. But again,
where would they put those numbers? If we won one, is that 50-50 or is that?
No, even if we won one, it would be like 49-51. Because right now I think it's what, 48?
Yeah.
49.
Yeah, but
something like that.
Harris seat goes going to get filled by California's governor. So, us winning the presidential is like picking up one seat.
Well, we get the tiebreaker vote. So that if stuff goes to tiebreaker, we get the tiebreak vote.
Yeah.
But if we don't get, like, I think, as a matter of fact, I think it's 50-48. Is what I want to say is that they got 50 solid.
We have to get to 50. We
got
to
get both those seats in order to have the majority.
That ain't going
to happen. Or at least cause it to be a 50-50. So,
yeah,
bam, we could take everything to a tie. But again, I said I don't see it happening. So I feel like we just going to get more of the same.
Yeah. I mean, that don't mean we can't get stuff done. It just means that you can't get as much done as you would like. You know what I'm saying? Because Mitch McConnell going to want interference. But one thing Trump has done is shown us that a lot of these things that used to be done, that a lot of the things that we thought were set in stone, got to be done by the president, were not that way. There's no checks and balances there. The president can almost unilaterally do what the fuck he wants to do because Trump was challenging that shit. A lot of those things were being done by good word, and Trump was just like, hey, I don't give a fuck about it. I don't give a fuck about integrity. How do you guilt trip somebody into integrity when I have none? I don't give a damn about that. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, a lot of those what do they call those things that Trump signs all the time?
Executive orders.
Yeah. A lot of executive orders, like I foresee that happening quite a bit. A lot of executive orders and things try to circumvent taking that shit and doing bills.
But I mean, executive orders can only do so much.
So much, yeah.
Congress still has to control the purse strings, and so that is where the problem is going to be. Is going to be trying to wrangle Mitch McConnell to pass legislation.
He ain't gonna do that shit.
Get stuff done.
Have you seen him?
Exactly. So I can see Mitch McConnell. I can see us going through another government shutdown, like pretty much. I think the first opportunity he has to do that will probably be summer of next year.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're expecting coronavirus relief, like there's no way that happens unless you can get Mitch McConnell on board. But it has to happen because our cases are exploding and you probably want to do some type of national either mandate for masks and probably some type of 4-week shutdown of, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's going to happen, bro. To be honest with you, I don't think that they're going to pass another corona bill. I don't think it's going to happen.
There's no way it happens. The only way the only chance it happened, if it happened before the election. Now that Biden has won, there's no way you get Mitch McConnell on board with any of that shit. There's no way.
And my prediction is what I'm hoping is a lot of white folks die in the streets. Did I say that out loud?
Wow.
I thought I was just thinking it. I didn't know I had said that.
But I will say this. Hey, somebody who lived in South Carolina, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck
at all.
Well, see, I mean, so that's what I meant by them dying in the streets is because, like, every time I go somewhere and I see somebody without a mask, it's typically a white person. And it just boggles my mind. I'm like, you see all the rest of us in here with a mask on. You the only one.
Only one. I can guarantee you at that Million Magna March, they ain't none of them motherfuckers got masks on. That's a damn super spreader event.
The fact that you would allow them to do this dumbass shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and it was funny because then the first thing out their mouths are, well, Black Lives Matter protested and everything. But I'm like, yeah, but we protested during the summer. That's A. And cases were in the decline. And plus, it was summertime. And B, a lot of people in those protests wore masks.
They wore masks. And even the CDC said that they weren't, minimal spread from those protests.
Because people wore masks.
But
and
you.
It was the summer.
But those this million MAGA march, nobody's wearing masks, so the likelihood of spreading the virus is extremely high. You know, it's especially a super spreader event. It's like Sturgis.
It was funny because me and my kids, we were having a discussion about it, and I was like, you know what? The only thing that's saving these nasty MFers is the fact of is that coronavirus ain't killing people like it was the Spanish flu or the bubonic plague or none of that other stuff. Because like if it was killing a third of the population like some of them plagues did, if it was that type of dangerous, bruh, we'd be
right. Especially with the amount of motherfuckers that contracted it. Oh, it was just taking people out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was like it, that's it.
I know we be on white folks for not wearing their mask, but if I see one more black club go live and ain't nobody in this motherfucker got a goddamn mask on, Lord have mercy, Jesus. If you dumbass motherfuckers don't get out the club.
I see T.I. at the club at his album release party. One, I didn't know T.I. had a new album. Number two, he had his album release party. Ain't nobody in the club got a fucking mask on. I was like, T.I., wasn't you the same person not 2 weeks ago telling me to vote? Telling me to do the right thing and all this shit. Got a podcast trying to explain shit to me. And you the main one in the club without a mask on?
I'm like, come on. And then y'all going to go live and show people that y'all in the club out here acting a goddamn fool.
Like, and man. I wish those black motherfuckers would die too.
Yeah, we
without you. Got fatigue a bit from it. From wearing masks and the coronavirus. But let me tell you something. If you get it, bet your ass. I bet you won't be fatigued now. You're gonna be like, man, I shouldn't have went to the floor. Like,
right.
STD test. I got syphilis, nigga. Damn, I shouldn't fuck her ass. I'm like,
the people I know who caught it like for real was like, hey, it ain't nothing to play with. When you lose that taste of smell, that sense of taste, and you just always sick, throwing up, something like that. And see, that's what's not happening. People who, like you hear about a lot of people who pass from it that are older, pre-existing conditions, it's going to take one famous person to get it and die. For everyone's like, oh. No, here's the thing, but not enough. It's not the right famous person.
Right.
We had to sacrifice Tom Hanks. We should have sacrificed Tom Hanks when we had the chance. We would have had it. We would have got it. No, but for real. This shit is it's I don't know. I don't know what people are going to do because they don't take this shit seriously. And I don't foresee it that changing. A lot of this stuff is political now. Like you done made it so it's. Do you know how many times, one, I don't understand why white folks think to be friends, but do you know how many times white folks have lectured me on the uselessness of masks while I'm at the store? Like, I'd be at the store. I was at Sam's Club the other day, and he was like, what's that line for? They got a limit on how many people can be in the store at the same time, so those people have to wait for someone to come out. He was like, God damn it. You know this fucking mask, man. If you can smell a fart through this thing, what the hell do you think you're doing, man? You don't need this mask. It doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't stop the virus. I'm like, okay, bye-bye.
Fucking line.
Like, bye, man. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't lecture me.
Yeah, I caught that same thing from a random white dude. I was picking up some materials from work from this warehouse, and this dude's coming out. Everybody got on the mask for him. They got shit on the door. Say, put your mask on. He just Debo. I ain't worn a goddamn mask since the shit started. I don't understand why the fuck y'all doing this. Yeah, I'm going to go on back outside because I'm about to cuss you the fuck out.
Yeah, so, right. Right.
You picking the right one today. I'm going to let you just sit over there and say your spiel because I need to get away from you.
That same thing happened to me at Domino's. I was in Domino's getting a pizza. I was paying for my order, and this guy behind me was like, hey, man, do I need to wear a mask? And he was like, nah, you're cool. You didn't put your – go get your damn mask. Stop playing. Like, I know Domino's ain't cool, but I'm not. I'm in here with you.
Hey, I was in the store today. I was in the store, right? Cases have been going up, right? I'm in the store. Mm-hmm. I see a white lady with no mask on. I can't even be on the same aisle as her. So I get off that aisle as quick as possible, right? Turn a corner and tell me why it's two old people. got to be at least 70 or 80. Neither one of them wearing a mask. I said, I need to get out of this store now. I just went straight to checkout, checked out, gone. Never to return for today. I got to go.
I'm over it.
I'm like, y'all are three of the high-riskiest people I've never seen, no mask on.
It's funny y'all. You mention that because, you know, one of Tay's coworkers was like, while Corona was going on, she was like, if I get it, I get it. If I die, I die. It's God's will. It's my time to go. It's like, okay. That's very noble of you, willing to die over something that didn't have to happen.
Right. So, what God got to do with this?
Exactly.
Cool. So
she found out that one of the kids in her class, their parents got it. She was like, oh, Lord, it's in our grandma. What are we going to do? We going to die. I was like,
you good with that. You cool with it.
If you die, you die.
Happy day, B.
Somebody should have said this. I thought if you die, you die, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man. She would have filed a complaint on you so fast.
Immediately.
Straight HR.
We got a report that she told someone if they die, they die.
I just want to pull up the memo real quick.
Exactly. She didn't really say that, did you?
You didn't really want her to die, right? That wasn't a threat. Like, it was
exactly. You didn't communicate a threat, did you?
I ain't say that. She said that. Y'all was here. Y'all was out. Everybody was standing right here when she said this shit.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy out here. I don't know what's gonna happen going forward, but I feel at ease. Trump can complain, he can bitch, but January 21st, motherfucker,
you gone.
I'm curious to see if it gets like that, like one of those situations, like where you got the incoming Secret Service, like, hey, my boy, hey, I ain't trying to rush you or nothing, but Joe Biden him at the front door. So,
beforehand, like, tomorrow you got to be out and you ain't packed or nothing. Like, you ain't.
did y'all see
even in boxes? You just like, how do you? Because real talk, I'm like, how many of these nut? And you know what? And that's to Ryan's point. It's like, let me see the other side of how they handle this shit. Because if there's a picture of literally people pulling this dude out of the White House, like, if you don't get your bitch, like, he at the club, how many of these rednecks is coming up to the nation's capital to hold it down with guns at the gate to make sure their president stays president? I kind of want to see it just to see, like, rough them up. What this white and white?
There, but I want to hear what back guy. Were you getting ready to say something?
Did y'all see that Plies video where he talking about he'll pay for the moving company for Trump to come get moved out. He say, look, whatever you need, he needs you to pardon. What's the dude that's in jail? The little black rapper that's in jail. He say, you Kodak. Pardon him. Yeah. You pardon Kodak and I'll pay for your moving. Yeah, you got to get the fuck up out of there.
Somebody come get C Murder in jail. Bullshit.
No, I said that, I've heard two different theories. One theory is that, like y'all said, he ain't gonna go nowhere. That's the reason why he fired the defense secretary guy and installed one of his loyalists. Was that some people have made the assertion that he's gonna he's trying to stage a slow moving coup by firing a bunch of military generals, putting them all in, piss people in place, so that quote unquote he can get the military to keep him in power, which. It's far fetched. Yeah, that's kind
right,
of
far fetched. I'm gonna be honest with you. General or not, you can't tell 1,000 soldiers what to do when they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of far fetched. The second theory is that once all the court cases and everything run through, which would probably be and they certify everything, which would probably be around beginning of December, I've heard another theory is that he's just gonna leave. He's just gonna be like, well, y'all fucking cheated me. I'm out. and he's just gonna leave December 20th and just gone.
I think that's the most
like this motherfucker ain't picking up. Like, hey, yo,
he just go.
Yo, what's the password, my dude? Gone. Like, you locked the Wi-Fi. You locked the damn Wi-Fi up in the damn vault, bitch ass.
You know for a fact that Wi-Fi password is Magna 2020. Hey, no,
you changing that shit. Okay, you pulling motherfucker from NASA. Change that shit. But I'm really intrigued to see how that shit goes and how, you know, because I know Van Jones was talking about some wild theory where
before you get started, fuck Van Jones. All right, continue.
Along those same lines, he was just making it seem like, oh well, after everything's over, there's this group that gets it. I was like, man, what is you talking about?
He was crying. He was crying, nigga. Wasn't you just telling us like months earlier you were friends with Jared Kushner, and now you crying talking about people who disenfranchised? Maybe you don't eat a dick if you don't eat the whole thing.
Damn.
you don't get to be friends with Ivanka and Jared Kushner, and then come back the day after he lose, and then tell me, oh yeah, I was always on y'all side. No, you wasn't. I remember. Petra's Farm remembers. I remember.
Petra's Farm remembers.
Hey, so me, I'm following the side of, I think this cat is just gonna bounce. He's just gonna take everything. He's just gonna leave. Like,
change the locks and everything. Like this motherfucker. Yeah.
So like we might spend like a month without like a true president, because like he's just gonna be like, man, fuck y'all cheated me. I've been wronged. I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And we all gonna be like, cool.
Right. See, you wouldn't doing shit anyway. We ain't gonna miss you.
Cool.
You know,
shit, you got emails from 6 weeks ago, motherfucker.
You mean to tell me I gotta read the last 6 weeks of briefings?
Right. You ain't done.
You just want me to make a decision.
Ain't that you ain't got nothing in here. Cohen said the same thing that Trump would just leave, and was just like, hey, I got cheated. It also was a theory that he would leave and leave Pence in charge, have Pence pardon him for his federal crimes, and then run again in 2024.
Oh yeah, I've heard the rumor that he's running in 2024. That's on the table.
Here's the problem with running in 2024. Are you going? Can you dodge several state indictments? Because he got California, New York. Now, granted, here's the thing about pardons. Pardons only work on a federal level. You can't pardon state level, not as the president. So you could say, okay, I can't indict you for all these federal crimes you committed. But New York say on the 22nd. Your ass is mine. We're talking about seizures. We're talking about the possibility of putting several people in your family in jail. It could be bad. If I were him, I would just leave and go to Russia somewhere. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's where that nigga he going. That nigga, I'm out. Hey, Putin, I'm on D-Way.
And if you guys heard the rumor that Putin's retiring because he has what's that neurological disease where you slowly get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse?
Dementia?
Nah. I'm talking about like you can't move, slowly get worse. Parkinson's? Yeah, I think he has Parkinson's. The rumor is that he's retiring because he has some type of medical thing, and that it's because of Parkinson's. Because of course, being someone who's like real, like he don't want to see you struggle. I don't want you to see me struggle. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, that could put Russia in play. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the first thing they look for is their weakness. As soon as you get any sign of weakness, that's the kind of thing. Well,
they listen.
Oh shit! I thought the Ruskies had got him. I thought they was coming for you, bro. Oh shoot! I was like,
Comrade, country boy.
We got him.
We've got him.
Yeah, I know, but if they kick yellow, they kick it off. I need to go on, get out down.
Exactly.
Let me cut this feed. Country who? I know country time every day. I don't know who the fuck that is. Sorry, I got kids, my nigga. I got to disavow you all night.
Said, country
what?
Said, country who? I know country
town. I do not. I never knew them. Those are all four. Those are some dude that look like me.
Yeah, they like they show you Facebook posts and pictures. Hey, remember when you was in this picture with them? Because you know some people love to take you was in this picture with them.
Screenshots is real. So again. I have no idea who his face real name is. I've never, you know, heard of this guy.
It was a deep body bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, hey.
I don't know nothing.